vado ore, domani così, ogni notte così andrà.
We come from near Carrara, a little town called Sasalbo. 6 months before the war, my dad left with his family, which consisted of my mum and myself and one brother called Giuseppe, or Bappy, you know, as we call him now.
But you've worked in stone all your life, is that right?
Yes, I have, yeah, all my life, yeah. I have worked in stone all my life. Mainly granite, not so much sandstone or marble, but mainly granite, yeah. No matter how much you spend or how little, whatever is done, whatever type of monument is built, is still and always will be a noble act on that person who has or wants to put up this monument, because it's the thought behind the gesture, not how much it costs. In Italy, or any city in the world, you will find monuments worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, they're works of art. But we all must remember that those monuments were made by very, very few people, very wealthy people, and the common man, no matter what part of the world one would come from today, naturally could not afford such structures. But in the main, for the money, I would say that Melbourne would still probably make the best monument in the world for the money. You know, because of the thick curving, and with thick curving, you know, she'll stand centuries without any problems. There aren't any alternatives to cemeteries. You can either be cremated, one, put into a lawn section of a cemetery, two, or another section where one can erect a monument to honour his mum or dad or relative or whatever. It comes back to freedom of choice. A man's done his best for his country and for a government to not permit a person to be buried somewhere or have a monument on top of him or be cremated, you know. It's removing people's freedom of choice, and a man's done his bit on the earth. He must be allowed to rest in peace.